You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Food Friday, want to make your own state fair-style cream puffs? Our own Lori Skelton shares the secrets of puff pastry.
First, Rob, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
That was a mistake.
Thank you so much. That may be all you need to say to fall victim to a recent phone scam that has been widely reported across Wisconsin. Here's some audio provided by the Better Business Bureau and pin drop one of these scam calls.
Hello?
Hi, this is Joe, and I'm a third-party advisor with our company's Department of Health and Safety on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Jim Temmer joins us now. He's the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin, and he's here to tell us more about the Can You Hear Me phone scam. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Start with the basics here of this particular phone scam. What are we listening for?
Sure. Well, what you're listening for is someone on the other end of the phone. They could be fumbling with a headset. They could be making a little commotion, and they'll say, hey, can you hear me? And again, most people normally would answer, just as you did, yes, I can hear you. Well, this is a robocall. It's a recorded voice, and they're trying to get your voice recorded as well.
And what can the scammers actually do with your recorded voice saying the word yes?
Well, we used to see this scam in business-to-business relations often, every year, for selling business supplies and directory ads. And what they'll do is they'll get your voice to say yes, and if it's a trip, if it's travel, if it's donating to a charity, any number of scams, then they'll say, well, you agreed to this. We have you saying yes to it, and we have it on tape. Now, it probably wouldn't stand up in a court of law, but it can be pretty intimidating when they're calling somebody back saying, you didn't pay your bill, and we have you recorded saying yes.
So the scam has quite a history. Do we know where it originated?
No, we do not. And, of course, it's hard to track any of these phone calls because they can spoof caller ID numbers. They can do any of that stuff. Most of these originate outside the boundaries of the United States.
And do these type of scams, do they kind of ebb and flow, come back, they have a resurgence and go away for a while?
You bet they do. Last year, everyone was talking about the IRS scam. Everybody was getting the phone call, which was a recorded phone call, saying you owe the IRS money and pay up now or the police will be at your door. Well, that has dropped off precipitously. Now this one comes back. And I'll tell you, we've had over 500 complaints just since January 30th in Wisconsin on this one alone, and there's probably 10 times that many people that it's happened to. So this has been a pretty large one in the area. You know, you take those numbers down. Actually, I was contacted a week ago Friday in my office by this very scam on my cell phone. I kind of chuckled when I answered it and said, this is Josh from Customer Service. Can you hear me? So no one is above getting these phone calls, no matter where you are.
Okay, so what did you do in that instance? And what should someone do?
Well, the one thing I did do that we tell people not to do is don't even answer the phone. In this day and age, if it's someone you don't recognize on that caller ID, don't answer it. If it's important, they will leave a message or call back. But I did answer the phone, and as soon as I heard the gentleman on tape on the other end talking, I wrote the phone number down, and I did report it on our scam tracker at BBB.org, and I reported it to the federal Do Not Call registry. You know, you can get your phone number. It's donotcall.gov. You enter your phone numbers in there. Now, of course, scammers are criminals, and they're going to call you anyway. But you can also report numbers that have called you once you're on the registry. So there's a few important things you can do. And, of course, that'll cut down on your telemarketing and sales calls. Again, it won't help with all the scams, but at least it'll get the law enforcement agencies a couple of numbers they can look up.
We're talking with Jim Temmer. He's CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. We're talking about the latest phone scam that's been going around that instructs people to actually, really ask people a simple question, can you hear me? And then so many people fall for it and say yes. Jim, what happens if you do say yes? Where do they go with that information? What happens then?
Well, because this is just happening now, we don't know for sure. We assume what's going to happen is that, again, they will be contacting people back who said yes and telling them that they are being billed for certain activities, whatever it was. Another thing that can happen, and has happened in the past, is that yes recording of your voice will be used to put charges on your phone bill or your cell phone bill. So we're telling people, check your bank and credit card statements regularly for any unauthorized charges, you know, even if it's a few cents. Because what can happen is people, if they do get your credit card number, they'll try and sell them in batches to other criminals. But what they'll do is they'll run something through that's just a couple of cents to see if it's caught or not. And if nothing's caught the first time, you better bet it's going to be a higher number the next time it goes through. And also check your telephone and your cell phone bills. Same thing. Scammers might be using that yes recording to put unauthorized charges on your phone bill.
Do we ever end up finding out who is behind any of these scams?
Well, I mentioned the IRS scam earlier, and there was a raid in a city in India, and they shut down a whole organization that was doing these IRS calls to the United States, and it dropped right off. Now, again, maybe somebody else will pick that up, but it's difficult for law enforcement because, like I said, most of these kind of schemes like this take place outside of our border. So you can contact the FBI, you can contact anyone you want, and they have very limited things that they can do when it gets to be overseas.
And are you working with other states in the Better Business Bureau to pool this information you get to help investigate this scam and others?
You bet we are. And there were over 4,500 of these reported across the country. BBBs, there are 110 of us in North America, and we in Wisconsin cover the entire state. But we all work together. We're a federated system. You go online, you want to search any company and anywhere in the country, and you can put the name in, and we can get you information on it.
And tell us about how the scam tracker works, and it's available on your website?
That's right, bbb.org, and you can search for it or just put / scam tracker. There is an interactive heat map there where you can go down to your neighborhood, your zip code, and see what scams are going on, what scams are reported. We've got over 45,000 scams in there right now across the country. You can also look if you have relatives. I know where my mother lives, of course. I see if anything's going on in her area, and if there was, I would call her and tell her about it. We really like to get information out to people. We can't stop scammers from trying these illegal activities, but if we get enough information into people's hands that can empower them and their neighborhoods and their communities, that's the way we can stop this from progressing.
And what kind of trends do you see on your scam tracker? Do you see scams spreading kind of like a cancer, perhaps, or like a tumor? How do they spread?
They usually do. Now, there's everything from the old-fashioned door-to-door scam when people are coming after a hailstorm or they're storm chasers and they're selling you things, or they're saying, oh, you know, we just blacktopped your neighbor's driveway down the block. We've got some extra. We'll cut you a deal. You have to be very careful for these kind of door-to-door scams. Then, of course, the telephone scams like the one we're talking about now. But far and away, what we see are the use of technology, email, phishing email scams, even now social media, Facebook. Scammers are using Facebook. I was just talking to someone about a grant scheme yesterday. They'll hack into a Facebook account, and you will get a message from someone you know and trust saying, hey, did you know about this great website? I just got $50,000 free grant from the government. And you'll go there, and they'll ask you to, you know, put down $1,000 or whatever it is, and it's a total scam. So all of this technology is used by criminals to try and separate you from your money. And then identity theft is rampant. Last year, 1 out of 16 adults in the United States were victimized by identity theft.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for filling us in today.
You bet. Gotta be careful out there.
Jim Temmer is the CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. And we've been talking about a new phone scam that has been reported all over the state.
Coming up, it's Food Friday with some yummy pastry. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.